And the art galleries around here someday may feature works by some of the young artists in the area, not yet in their mid-teens. See, the temperatures are peaking in the 80s this week. Students can count the number of school days left on their two hands. Summer is approaching, and with it, summer camps. This week, we're highlighting five different kinds of camps offered in the region this summer. Yesterday, we went to an adventure camp. Today, art.
I find it exciting. It even helps me as an artist sometimes. And that's why I love the summer camps, because I get so fueled as an artist.
Eve Smith, the director of visual arts at the Art Center of the Ozarks, will be busy this summer. She's teaching the morning classes for 5 weeks of summer art camp at the ACO. Not that she's flush with free time now. On the afternoon we met last week to talk about the art camps, she was wearing an apron, making time for our conversation in the middle of cooking up some food for a gallery reception just a few hours later. The art camps this summer will begin June 10th, and they'll last through late July.
It's filled. The first 3 weeks are always full. We have a waiting list that, you know, we have to get backed up for the next week. So it's an exciting time during the summer for us. A lot of kids are in here that really enjoy. They want to be here because they love art.
If there is a medium, kids ages 6 through 14 won't be working with over those 5 weeks. It's hard to think of what it might be. The first couple of week-long sessions include working with watercolors, acrylics, and drawing. Plus,
we're going to incorporate new little things in where with different, instead of painting with brushes, we're going to make our own tools to paint with. The second week is drawsters, so they're going to be building on fundamentals, cartooning, design, self-portraits, of course.
Eve says during that second week, the camps will also study certain artists like Renoir or some of the modern pop artists included at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, so the students can learn about them, then go see their work in person. Deeper into the summer, students who do not have to live in Springdale nor have any previous art experience will work with mixed media, graphic design, and clay.
So we will be throwing on the wheel. We'll be hand building. We'll be doing a new creative thing also where it's layers of clay that will be sculpted over wire sculptures also, paper mache, stuff like that.
Eve's resume is stacked with teaching experience. After completing her Bachelor's of Fine Arts, she worked with organizations such as Artists Through Education, the Arkansas Arts Council, and the Center for Arts and Education. She says working with elementary age and older students is about getting the artistic method going and not necessarily about the final result.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I try to focus on is the art process and not exactly the product that they end up with. I want them to be in here and I want them to create the process that goes on within art and not have to look over at their, you know, their partner and go, oh, wow, I wish I could do that, you know, or wish I could create that, because I don't want to focus on the product.
The visual arts classes for children this summer at Art Center of the Ozarks is spread out over 5 weeks beginning June 10th. Prices for members begin at $65 a week. It's slightly higher for non-members. Class sizes are limited. You can learn more at artcenteroftheozarks.org. And with so many students creating in so many different kinds of materials, there will be quite an output of work.
Oh my gosh. A lot. And in fact, I've been thinking about putting on a little exhibition at the end of the sessions. Last year, we started a little late. This year, we're starting early, so that gives me a little wiggle room to have an exhibition at the end of July for the kids.
You can find a link to the ACO camp, as well as links to other similar art camps in the region this summer, at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com.
Conductor Kurt Mazur stepped down as music director of the New York Philharmonic in 2002, but on such good terms with the orchestra, they came up with a new title just for him, Music Director Emeritus. Kurt Mazur conducting the New York Philharmonic in Beethoven's Symphony No. 1. That's coming up on Tuesday's Performance Today from APM.
Performance Today, tonight at 8 on KUAF.